Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and him, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, I'm him, that's me, I'm him, I am he. How goes it?
Me. Hi. I'm the problem, it's me.
What the hell's that?
It's a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Nah, not going to diss. Kind of diss Taylor. Absolute powerhouse. Absolute powerhouse.
Unbelievable. I watched that documentary the other day. Brilliant.
A lot of time in your hands to watch documentaries these days.
While I'm on the treadmill.
You're watching a lot of things going on. Yeah.
So while I'm on the treadmill, how
Just
dare
love
you?
Love to have that kind of time in my hands. Love to have that
oh,
kind of time.
Oh, is this the way we're going, is it?
Me hands.
I was going to be nice to you today.
What? No, why? The people don't want that.
Why change the habit of a lifetime?
Literally, like thousands of people there to collect. Oh, no, they're going to be nice to each other. I still regularly think about that tweet that we got saying, why do you have a beef section? Why don't you have a section where you say what you like about each other each week?
I know.
Fuck. Someone who clearly
has never been married.
Shut up, that's why.
Do you know, I see loads of things recently, you know, when they're like, you know, when people... And they're like, why do people say when they get married, the stuff goes downhill, blah, blah, blah? Because it does.
I don't think it goes downhill.
It does.
I genuinely don't believe it goes downhill. I just believe that shit gets real. And you're living with someone and you're in someone's, you know, you're with each other all the time. Mm-hmm. You almost become one person.
Yeah, same tiddler for life. Horrible.
Same tiddler for life.
Yeah.
Awful. So it's like, yeah, I just think that the sort of cracks begin to...
It's an institution.
Yeah, what?
I'm joking. It's just intense.
Marriage is an institution, that's what people say.
It is, it's intense, but that's fine.
I think, you know, there's loads of good bits of like having, you know, knowing that someone's got your back and having like someone, you know, having someone getting a cuddle whenever you want.
Yes, that is true.
Etc. But yeah, I think you just start to see... You know, you see behind the curtain a bit, don't you? Mm-hmm. More than even if you were just.
But I also think. Sorry to cut in.
No, that happens as well. Yeah. You cut off a lot in marriage. It's fine.
I also think it's just got a lot to do with. You think it is marriage, but actually it's just getting older and responsibilities. I've just been having a little whinge because I just feel like I just can't handle responsibility anymore.
I'm paraphrasing, but I do believe somewhere along the lines, the exact quote was. Why am I always so tired and so sad?
Yeah.
Was what you bellowed into the air just before starting our comedy podcast. It's, you know, again, I've said it before, as far as pep talks go, you know, don't ever manage a football team in the Super Bowl. Because the timeout would be fucking wasted on you. Why are we shit? Come on, Snoop Dogg's doing halftime. Be good, everyone. Be better.
No, I've got a lovely life. I genuinely have. I wouldn't change it for the world. But sometimes I'm just going to quickly quote
again something else you said just before starting.
What is it?
I don't think I was supposed to have a life where there's pressure and stress, you know, Chris.
Do you know what I want?
I don't think I was.
Do you know what I want?
No one was.
I love my life, and I'm scared in case I say it out loud, it'll all disappear because I genuinely love it and I love my job. Mm-hmm. But I just sometimes think I was just meant to have a little milk round.
But the grass is always green on the other side. That'll be so fucking stressful. I couldn't think of anything worse than a milk
round. It's really late at night as well, isn't it?
Basically, it's so early in the morning, it's technically
okay,
late
take that back, because I do like sleep. What would be my perfect job? That's not much pressure.
Sloth in a zoo. You'd be a sloth in a zoo.
It's not a job, that's a
well,
just a
that's,
thing.
Well, that's the only thing I can imagine you being, just hanging from the... You wouldn't even hang from the branch, because you couldn't be arsed. You'd be the only sloth that just sits on the ground in the corner, just looking at people. just sitting there when you
I would say,
scratching your arse with your big claw arm.
Well, I would say, because I've always wanted to work like in a supermarket on the till. Mm. You know how you just sat and beeping stuff through, which I think looks really lovely and therapeutic. But then what would happen? No, because you'd get that job and you go, this is my job. And then they go, Rosie, can you come and do this? And you go, nah, didn't sign up for that. And then there'd be loads of other shit to do. And I'd be like, this has actually turned out more stressful than that other job I had.
It's stressful.
So well, maybe I'm just a bit
shout
stressed,
out all till workers. Slow the fuck down, will you? Because it's stressful how fast you hoy the fucking shit down
they
the thing.
Good. Like,
speaking of milk rounds, one person just to go back to the milk round thing, it would be extremely fucking stressful,
right?
Because every 5 minutes, someone's telling you why milk's shit and you shouldn't be having it. So, you're gonna have to go and get the oat milk now on your round, and then you've got to put the other milk on your round, and then someone's gate might be locked or your van might break down. It's so early that it's actually the middle of the night. Did I ever tell you the time when I was about must have been 18 coming back from down Shields,
all right,
On a night out.
Yeah.
And I was walking home, went through a phase of walking home because A, we didn't like paying for taxis, and B,
I always walked home.
Yeah, yeah. So me and all the lads walked home. We saw some lads from school who had a milk round.
Shut up.
So they had a milk round and they were like, oh, and they were going past us. Obviously, we were coming in, they were just going out on the little milk van and that. And stopped and said hello and stuff and, you know, had a bit
of
crack on.
Give you a bottle of milk?
Bottle of milk, lined the stomach. Woke up the next morning, went out on my drive. Me little black Renault Clio was fucking covered in milk. They milked me car, poured milk all over me. I had to get up, hungover on a sunny day, and wash fucking milk off my car. Honestly.
Were they your friends?
No, they were like acquaintances. We sort of saw them and it was like, oh, you're all right. It was like
milked
sort of
your car?
Milked
You've never told
car.
Us that before?
Yeah, I completely forgot about it until you said it just there.
Oh, no.
Milked me black Renault Clio. It was grey, Rosie. It was grey and it was sunny. I remember my dad came, walked to my door and went, something's happened to your car. And I came down and he went, I think someone's poured milk all over it. And I went, oh, it'll be the lads I saw last night.
Oh, no.
Hanging out me arse.
I bet you said something cocky.
What do you mean?
I bet you were pissed and you've said something cocky.
100%.
You'll have slagged off the milk round.
100%.
And I'd have milked your car as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, you'll have definitely... I think you might have deserved that.
Do you know what it is? Hands up and congratulations to them. They won that one.
Well done. You told me nothing about your past.
Oh, sorry. We're going to have a... We're going to fall out now.
I've married the man who got his car milked. Tragic.
Ick.
God.
Look at him get his car milked.
What else haven't you told us?
Oh, the inside of the car fucking stank.
Oh, did it go in? Yeah. Oh, this is horrific.
Have I not told you? So that was one of the worst hangovers I ever had at my mum and dad's house. Have I not told you about the other one, worst one I had?
Oh, what happened?
So outside
kegged
of my...
Kegged.
No, this was all of my own doing. Outside of my bedroom window at my mum and dad's house, there was a roof, the extension, so the dining room roof there.
Yes.
Dining room that they never fucking use. That roof's there.
Tragic.
And I remember being so pissed I couldn't even get the toilet, so I lifted up and I was trying to get some... I sat up and I was getting some fresh air out the window and I was sick onto the roof.
I think this might be in the book.
Is it in the book? Yeah, I had to hose, stand on the roof, hung over as fuck and hose me sick off the roof into the gutter.
That's grim. I think we did put that in the book.
Awful.
We've got a book, you know.
Yeah, I signed one for someone the other day and you were dead excited, weren't you?
I read a bit of it. I was like, I forgot about it. It's like it was just like another a lifetime
pandemic
ago.
It as well. We had to finish it during the pandemic. That was fucking intense.
It was intense, wasn't it? Like, Robin, do you want to come and write a book with your mum and dad? Absolutely.
Kids stay at home, everyone work from home. But what if you already work from home and your children aren't normally here? Fucking doesn't matter. You're on your own, dickhead.
Madness.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Anyway, hope everyone's okay. There's a lot going on in the world. We're not talking about it. We're here to bring a little bit of laughter to your life, but obviously
take your mind off everything.
Don't ever think that we don't talk about it in our normal life, because we do. We talk about it a lot. I think everybody is, but I don't think people need to know our opinion.
No.
A lot of people on social media come out with and you go, but we know that. Surely everybody knows that people are aware of it.
Yeah, no one needs to know celebrities' opinion on anything, in my opinion. So as we carry swiftly on, it is episode 241. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being part of this little world that we have. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Makes us nothing.
Got very
still doing them.
Very upset.
I've given up on loads of my little segments, but Chris is still. You're really doing this one.
Podcast royalty. My lucrative sponsors are podcast royalty.
It's in the tour.
I'm telling you right now.
Yes.
If there was not a lucrative sponsor at the beginning of it, there'd be riots.
Would there?
There'd be at our. I'm telling you. There'd be marches.
Milk in your car.
There'd be milk all your car as well. There'd be milk all over your car.
I think you'll find I was actually quite cool at school.
No,
because when I got my car milked.
You'd be complicit in getting rid of the lucrative sponsor, in which case, bang, milky creamy car.
Great.
Now listen, I was in the supermarket the other day. They're making an appearance again. At Halloween it happens, and at Christmas it happens, and it needs to stop. This week's sponsor is novelty-shaped crumpets. Fucking pack it in.
No.
No, they're shit. They're shit.
Why?
Stop making novelty-shaped crumpets. Oh, look, it's a ghost. Fuck off. Give us a round crumpet. Oh, it's a Christmas tree. Stop. Back to the factory with them. Straight in the
bin.
Right,
okay, no.
Nah.
No. Enjoy a novelty-shaped crumpet.
Not as good as a normal crumpet.
And I'll tell you quite why.
More stodgy, because there's more edge, because they're trying to make a shape, so there's more edge bit. So you lose the best bit of the crumpet, which is your butter swamp in the middle.
Okay.
You get your butter swamp. So I've been known to eat all the way around the edge of a crumpet and just put the buttery swamp back in. Sometimes I have to jump in the shower straight after. Mm. I'm that covered in butter.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I mean, I quite like them.
No.
They did unicorns once, but...
Rubbish. Pointless. One bit always burns. Horrible. Stop doing it. Awful. What is a crumpet?
Oh, I don't really know.
How are you? You were in the Warburton's factory.
I know.
Stuff.
I saw them being made. I know they've got lots of air bubbles in, but I couldn't tell you how they're made. That was a good time in my life when I did them adverts for Warburton. Remember when I got to go to the factory?
See, guess
one
what?
One of the best days of my life.
See, no one on a milk round gets to go and do that.
I know. I'm very lucky.
Check.
But do you know what it is?
Your fucking privilege.
The privilege comes with a lot of stress.
Right.
We have got a bloody tour, arena tour coming up, Christopher. Yep. I'm a little bit stressed about it. Got to leave the kids. Choosing all my outfits. It's a bit stressful, right? Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't sleep last night because Robin's birthday party's on Saturday.
Yep.
And I've been stressing about that. I'm actually stressing more about that than I was about the tour.
Hilarious.
Which is mad.
Yeah.
Why am I stressing about his birthday party?
Because sometimes he kicks off for no reason because he can be a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
Literally this morning, longest dinner ever, but so what? Literally this morning, he said, Dan, I'm going to make myself some orange juice. He poured himself a cup. We've got that double strength Robertson's shit. Mm-hmm. You need to put literally a drop. You need to let it look at the water.
Yeah.
He put, in a half pint cup, he probably put a quarter of a pint of it
right.
in.
Right.
And then he went, I'm going to put water in. And I went, you can't. And he held the grudge for about 25 minutes.
Yeah, he
during that 25 minutes, he went and got a bit of A4 paper and he wrote stupid dad all over the A4 paper. Stupid dad.
What do you
write
in the back?
Stupid dad. Turned it over. Big red bubble with I hate you written in the middle. So.
That's weirdly though, I think. You got to take that in like a loving way.
Oh, yeah. Whenever someone writes, I hate you on a bit of paper and gives it, I always take it as a compliment.
Because I used to do stuff like that when I was little.
Mm.
It means he's
so
comfortable.
You're an arsehole as well.
Yeah. Brilliant. It just means he's comfortable. He's exactly like you. He's very particular. Very particular kid. He's got all of your traits. So the fact that you argue loads, but he's exactly like each other, which I find mad.
I know.
So
it's going to get worse when he gets
older.
Fault. Absolutely awful. That's why I'm doing BJJ, just because I know he's going to be young and fit. Someday I'm going to have to be able to stop him because he's already nearly bigger than me.
Stop it, man.
Listen, about the tour, Hull, Bournemouth, Leeds, Manchester, Nottingham, Sheffield, Birmingham, Liverpool, handful of tickets left. They are the last tickets available on the tour. If you want to come and see us, starts November the 15th up until December the 15th.
Yeah.
It's a month of tours.
They're at the back. The seats, we've had a look. They're at the back, but there is two massive screens.
Yeah.
So you can see where.
Yeah. They're still, everywhere's a good seat in them places. We've made sure. So yeah, see you there. And here's a jingle. And then we'll crack the fuck on.
Cracking the crack.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Lovely to have you back.
It is. It really is. It really is.
Something interesting, Chris. Whilst I was scrolling last night on my
phone,
couldn't
sleep. Doom scrolling.
Wasn't doom scrolling. I was buying stuff for Robin's birthday party.
So just to let everyone behind the curtain here and explain this a bit, I woke up. So I'm in Robin's. We do swaps. So last night I was in Robin's bed with Robin and you were in our bed with Rafe.
Yeah.
And the rule normally is if you have a really sort of interrupted sleep and Rafe wakes up at 5:30, you hold them off till about 6, then you send them through to us.
Yes.
Because I've had a nice sleep and I'll, you know, get up with Robin and him and I'll take them both downstairs.
Yeah.
Robin, for some unbelievable reason this morning, woke up at 5:30 for no reason whatsoever. No idea. Think it's because he hates us and I'm stupid. if you don't believe us, check the bit of paper in the bin. I woke up and I looked at my phone and I had 3 texts off you from the middle of the night and I was like, what the hell's happened here? And I'm just going to read the texts that I had. So I woke up at 5:30, checked my phone, and they said, it said today, 0013 hours. It's gone midnight and I'm still awake. My brain won't switch off. I could cry. Next one. I think the Panadol I bought has caffeine in it. FML. Crying faces. Next one. It's 1:05. That one was just telling us the time. That one. just I'm doing that thing when you swipe to the right. It was 105.
It was 105. At 105,
your text has seen it's 105.
Oh, Christian, I was so frustrated.
It's 105.
I was so annoyed. But I did do something interesting. So I was on Amazon. I was buying pots.
Is this your scrolling that I interrupted?
This is
sorry.
Me scrolling.
Okay.
And I was buying stuff for Robin's birthday. Mm. I bought, he's having a gaming, right, this is ridiculous. He's having a gaming theme party, right? He's having a bouncy castle. And we're just going to do games and dancing and stuff because he's turning 8 and I think it's ridiculous when people do mad shit, right?
Because yeah,
every party I go to, do you know what the kids want to do?
Run around and kick balloons.
So
that's all they want to do.
Do you know what? They're just going to run around and kick balloons and go on the bouncy castle. Anyway,
I'm already doing a bit of breath training for how many balloons I'm gonna have to blow up on Saturday.
I bought a little pump thing.
Shite, utter shit.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm doing.
Right, well, maybe do them before Saturday. Maybe do them on the Friday.
What, and take a car full of balloons? Do you know how many? No.
Oh.
Do you know how big it? Like a boot of balloons is probably only about 8 or 9 balloons.
Nah. Loads more than that, man.
I'm not going in. Like I look like a fucking
all right,
man.
Mr. Just blow
Tumble.
Them up all in the day then, Jesus.
I'm going
I'm
to.
Trying to
That's what
you
I said.
A bit of breath. Anyway, I've bought, so he's having a gaming theme birthday.
Yeah.
It's all PlayStation, Xbox, even though he has neither. Just neither.
I've got both. He has neither.
Well,
I'd like to remind him of that.
I think with kids now, I think it's like a genre.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Because he's not into football and
he's got gaming pyjamas.
Yeah, it's like a thing now, isn't it? It's like a thing. So anyway, I didn't tell you this. I've ordered, because I've gotten balloons and stuff, and then I've ordered two big cutouts of like, there's one of them's like an arcade game, and the other one's like power up with a thing.
Right.
And anyway, I was like 4 o'clock in the morning last night. I'm not even joking.
Good God.
Oh no, this one's midnight, 23:59.
Right.
I'm lying. I was going through loads of cutouts of like celebrity stuff. And I was like, because I wrote in gamer and then there was loads of celebrities like cutouts. And for a laugh, I wrote in oh, Chris Ramsey. There's a cutout of you.
What?
There's a life-size cutout of you. And it says Chris Ramsey brown shoes, life-size cutout. And it's not a great picture. But yeah. That's it.
It's just so. Give me
Where's that from?
Give me that.
Where is that from?
Why would anyone buy that?
Chris, do you know how much it is?
How much?
44 quid.
And I'm not seeing any of that.
No.
And that's my fucking image.
I know. I nearly got it as a joke, but then I thought that's so weird.
Why is the two of them?
I don't know. Anyway, I nearly got it as a joke, but I think it's quite an expensive joke. And I think Robin would be like, why is there a cutout of me, Dad?
Why does me face look like that?
It's a horrendous picture.
That's such a bad photo.
It's not a good picture.
When have I been wearing that? That's dreadful.
Where is that? Where were you for that?
I don't know where that is. That's horrible. Oh, my God.
Anyway, you look anemic. You look a bit ill, if I'm honest.
You've got to put on Friday when this comes out, post that photo.
I will. 44 quid.
I was about.
There's not one of me.
Well, yeah, but I've just said there. I was like, and I'm not seeing any of that. The person who made that isn't seeing any of that because no one has bought a Chris Ramsey cutout.
No, I can't. I mean,
don't waste your money on Chris Ramsey cutouts. Hey, for 44 quid, I'll come round. I'll come round. Plus travel accommodation. How your dinner in? I'll come round. What do you want to do? I'll definitely stand still. Well, not proper still, depends.
You've got a dog on my still. Sandwiches, you'll be fine.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I'll be strong.
You're saying if you've got a dog, I'm not ignoring a dog and standing still. It's not happening. I'll ignore your kids. I'm not ignoring your dog.
But are you not quite sure for that? I think that's quite an
achievement. No, it's fucking rubbish. You've seen state of it. It's terrible. It's the worst photo ever. Right, that's it. I'm gonna do my own.
You should sell them merch. Do that as your merch.
Terrible.
So, but anyway, and then I bought some party stuff last night. So,
sorry, I'm just looking at it again there. It's Chris Ramsey cutout, brown shoes. I love the idea that someone's going, right, we need a Chris Ramsey cutout. Oh, fucking hell, they've only got a one with brown shoes on. Right, we're not getting that.
I'm not having a brown shoes one.
Fuck that.
Hate them brown shoes. Should I have bought it as a joke?
No.
Okay.
Don't give them people any money.
No, all right then. Oh, fair enough. Tamper-proof evidence bags. Why is that coming up on me? What?
Probably because of all the fucking true crime you listen to.
Wow.
Tamper-proof evidence. The stuff your phone hears. Oh, God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I was walking around the house the other day after you left with our children. Can't remember where you went, but thank you again.
You're welcome.
Wherever it was, I really appreciate the time on my own. just a question for everyone out there in the world and to see if you agree with this, Rosie. Does anyone else's children get changed like a couple having sex in a 90s movie?
Just clothes everywhere.
Just a trail of fucking clothes. I can literally go in like a detective and go, okay, so he was watching the telly, then he started getting ready, then he walked through the kitchen, right, then he went for a piss because there's something down there, yeah, and then he went, oh, and then he put his clothes on and then he fucked off. Oh, yeah, and there's a glove on the drive, so he went and he walked across the drive in the car. It's madness.
It's so true. And that's just the one kid who gets changed.
Like, you know, in the 90s family movie where the person, or the 90s movie or the comedy where the person comes in and, hey, honey, I'm home, sees loads of clothes and then realizes she's cheating on him or kind of, you know what I mean?
Oh, that like there's a sock on there. When do they start tidying up after themselves? When does that happen?
I don't know.
It ever happen? Is it our fault? Should we be doing more?
When we ask, Rafe's all right with it, but when we ask Robin to put like an ice pop wrapper in the bin, it's like we've asked him to walk to Spain.
Yeah. Yeah. Rafe's quite easy going though, isn't he? Rafe's like, Robin's never been easy going. Oh, we're slagging Robin off this episode.
No,
I don't want to.
He's a
bother.
He's a little, just a, he's an early teenager. He's a 7-year-old teenager.
He really is.
I was playing Hot Wheels with Rafe today and you hand him the car like that. And Arnie handed me a car and I went, thank you. And he went, you're welcome. And I'm like, oh, you are just a little delish. You like.
Can he, isn't he?
Yeah. But somebody isn't going to be a dick. They can all be dicks, but they're all lush and we love them. And that's how they've got we.
Yep. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So I was on X the other day.
What? Oh, is that Twitter?
It's pathetic,
are people
isn't it?
Actually calling it X?
No, I did that to see if you would catch on. Everything, every single thing I say about it, it's like X, formerly Twitter.
Well, I don't have it anymore. I don't. So I've got it, but I don't have the.
It's just the
4 thing on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get emails from them, and every time I get an email, I swear to God, I think it's from X Factor. I do.
This is your moment.
So I'm not. I'm just like, what? Finally, this is my moment.
So I got a message of some. Well, a mention, an at. I don't know what.
Oh no! Don't tell it. Will it upset?
I got an X. No, no. I forgot to take your name down, so sorry, but it's really good, actually. So someone sent us this. So they said, there's a question doing the rounds on TikTok at the moment, and I would absolutely love to hear what Chris and Rosie's answer would be.
Okay.
So it's one of these
is
things.
Is it about the, what's about the Victorian times or something?
Nope.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
Okay.
Close. Actually, no, you're miles away. You have 20 minutes to hide a paperclip before the FBI come to your house looking for it. Where are you putting it?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
It's good, that, isn't it?
Up me arse. Up me bum.
Right. I do believe they're going to search up your bum.
Why would they? Straight away?
They're looking for it. Immediately. They look at you, they go, she looks like she's got something up her arse.
No. Right, okay. Oh, right. Oh, where would you put it? You've had longer to think about it than me.
So I've got a few thoughts.
In the butter.
In the butter.
I'd put it in the butter.
That's not a bad shout.
I would put
straighten it out and
in
push it into the
butter.
That's a really, really good
inside
one.
Inside, and then I would think it over the top.
That's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
Really good. I'd probably unscrew like a curtain pole. No, like a curtain pole.
Ah, they'd look in there, man.
I'd put in the door. Or even like a nail or whatever. In fact, you know what it is? No, okay then, right. Well, I would just take a picture off the wall and a hole that I've made. I'd pull the screw out and I would just pop it in so it falls down the wall cavity and I would just put the picture back up.
Oh, nice, okay.
And I'd go, what are you
going to
do? Yeah. Or I'd quickly nip out. I've got 20 minutes. I'd quickly nip out and I'd buy as many paper clips as I could and I'd put them everywhere. All over the house.
That's ridiculous.
And then they go and found it. I go, is that the one you
And they know
for?
You were out in them 20 minutes because there's cameras everywhere. You get caught.
Yeah, but it doesn't say I can't go out. So I just
know,
go out.
I've won with the butter. So just give
it.
Oh,
is that what this is? Okay, you think you've won with the butter?
I think I've won with the butter.
Okay.
I think that's a good
Well, as soon as they come round, I'm literally going to go, who wants a novelty crumpet, guys? Straight in the butter. Grass you right up.
Oh.
Take her away, lads. There it is. Don't know where, in what world. I mean, you're wasting your time. There's a lot going on in the world. I don't know why you're here looking for a paperclip. But listen, don't know what she's done, but take her away,
I wonder what it is. My mind is spiralling right now. What's happened with that paperclip?
it's not real. It's
we like, are, if you want something good to watch, by the way, and you like things that are a bit hard to watch, then we are watching on Netflix Bodies.
Sorry, that's the... This is why I lead with all the ads we do. If you want something to watch and you like stuff that's hard to watch.
Like it doesn't give anything away. We're really good. I'm really good at guessing stuff, but I can't guess this
okay,
one.
So you want something that's a bit of a sort of a mystery.
Thinker.
Right, a thinker.
Yeah.
Not
Chris,
hard
I'm not
to
being
watch.
Funny. There's been some stuff over the years. I said to you, this why have they made this? What a waste of money. What a waste of money because I've watched it and I think... I'm guessing everything. You don't want to guess.
Yeah.
You want to watch it. Like, there's been some twists and turns and I'm like, I did not see that coming.
Anyway, it's Bodies. It's Bodies.
It's called Bodies. It's got Stephen Graham in.
It's phenomenal.
It's just really good.
Loving
really
it so
enjoying
far.
It.
Yeah. It better wrap everything up at the end of the series. I'm going to be really fucked off.
I don't know how many episodes it's got.
It says limited series.
Oh, Chris did tap out of Designated Survivor,
yeah, it's gone.
By the way.
We've gone. Yeah, it's gone.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, of course you are.
I did speak to someone though, and they said it went a bit downhill after series two. So
again,
man.
Don't slag, you know, I don't like slagging people's art off. Everyone's out there doing their thing, and it was very good. But it was the minute that they took away a man that the president was questioning because a car was waiting and left the president hanging.
Mr. President, please.
I don't know. It's like literally that's running in and like, Mr. President, he's eating a steak, and you fucking whip it away and go, no, I've got to turn the dishwasher on. Fuck you, mate. I'm the president. Shut up.
Yeah.
It's brilliant while it lasted.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? I've got a beef with you. You better believe that I've
got beef with you. I've actually changed my mind about the paperclip thing.
Oh, how are you then?
I'd purchase a pair of glasses and I'd hollow out the middle dead quick, and I'd straighten it out and I'd put the paperclip through in the glasses. So I'm wearing it. The problem, everyone?
They'd go, Mr. Ramsey, you've never had glasses before in your entire life.
I'd say, how dare you.
See, we know that you don't need a prescription of glasses. These are fake glasses. You get found out for it. Do you watch anything? Do you watch anything? Literally.
Oh, sorry. Sorry that I didn't just immediately think of me arse and butter. Eh?
You fucking better sickle. Believe that I would get away with murder.
Right. Okay. What's your beef?
My beef with you, right, at the minute, is that you have started a little trend, a little favourite parent trend of buying our little boy, Rafe, a Paw Patrol chocolate lolly every time you pick him up from nursery.
Okay.
So now whenever I go to pick him up from nursery, the first thing he says, doesn't say hello, mummy. Doesn't say hello. He goes, Paw Patrol chocolate lolly. And I go, this is a bad thing. Why have you done that? Why have you turned into one of them parents who buys the kids chocolate soon?
So I've actually stopped. So the last couple of times I've got him, I haven't.
Well, yeah,
wish
you told us, because yesterday I got him once. Yeah. I couldn't be arsed with the aggro.
Because you smell your weakness. You've just got to go. I've got something in the house.
All right, okay. Well, I didn't know you'd stop. But good. I'm glad you stopped. Yeah. Glad.
Beef invalid.
Well, that's all right. Turn. No, as long as you've stopped. But it's not a thing we want to get into.
He didn't like it at first, so I just did it to make him happy.
I know, but it's
likes
not.
It now. Loves it. Goes in with a smile, comes out with a smile.
Yeah, he does.
Listen, my beef with you. And it's pretty horrible what you did the other day. We were sitting on the sofa watching Bodies, right?
Yes.
Had a little half hour of self during the day. We thought, let's have a little watch of this. Watch a little bit of it. You saw a bruise on me hand, leant over, pressed it as hard as you could and went, does that hurt?
Yeah.
Really horrible.
That's what you meant to do when you see a bruise.
No, it's fucking
you
not.
Said it didn't hurt, so what are you moaning about?
It did hurt. I was just hiding it because I didn't want to do it again.
You're a dick.
Hurt loads.
Oh, honestly, I'm not surprised. You got your car milked. What a cheb. Fuck you. I only did it because I knew it was from BJJ. You're covered in bruises. It's disgusting.
Listen, I've got no... Yeah, I am. I had a t-shirt on the other day and I lifted my arms and all the back of my arms is bruised as well.
Literally, like you've joined Fight Club. Really weird. Really fucking weird. Fight Club, that was a good film, wasn't it?
Brilliant film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he real? Was he?
Whoa! No. Spoiler alert!
25-year-old.
Spoiler alert! Whoa! If you're out there waiting to watch Fight Club, yay! Who? Don't tell them who wasn't real.
Yeah, none of them are real.
God, no, it's they all were. Fake.
The one rule of Fight Club is that it doesn't exist.
Oh.
Stupid, isn't it? How stupid?
What?
Fight Club.
You're joking. It's fucking great.
It's ridiculous. Boop. Men, yous are mad. Yous are actually, like. It's odd though, isn't it?
What's odd?
Well, it's just sometimes when I read all the questions and that from public, which we're going to get to, but I haven't actually got one of these. Just like loads of like men who have to go and be like dominated in that in sex and be like spat on and shit on and stuff.
I don't do any of that. Two, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu isn't that at all. And three, Fight Club isn't about fighting.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's not about fighting. It's about society.
What do you mean?
The film is not about fighting. The fight is not, that's not about any of it. It's about society, and it's about the sort of the death of the American dream and the fact that, you know, the sort of the workers in society
Christopher,
don't
you didn't
have
actually
an
finish
aim.
That degree in film and media
it's not about it's not about fucking fighting,
is it not? Okay, that's apologies, because when I watched the film I just thought it was about a club where men went to fight. Didn't think it was about the American dream.
No, it's about the death of it, and it's about sort of, you know, capitalism, about
okay, all right, fair enough.
What's the word as well? What's the word where you're materialistic stuff?
Right.
Yeah. So, basically, you should made a fucking fool of yourself.
It's a good film. It's a really good film.
Yeah. Brilliant film. One of my favourites. I'll watch it again.
Nah.
No, okay.
Too gruesome.
Meatloaf's in it. Rest his soul.
He is?
Rest his soul.
He is.
Dead Meatloaf, isn't he?
I know. Yeah, he is, yeah.
Oh, God.
Get bad out of hell!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
I was about to do the public, but that just threw me off. Do it again.
What?
Do it again.
Questions from the public.
Fair enough, we'll keep that.
I like it, actually.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Hi. I just wanted to share a story that I thought you might both find amusing.
Yes, please. That's what this is for.
I've listened to all the episodes, but I've never written in before.
That's a long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Yeah. In one of the recent episodes, there was a chat about what did you believe when you were younger? The one about the person who thought sheep had different length legs on each side, remember?
Excellent.
So here is how I found out about mine. It was my 21st birthday party, and I'd been going out with my boyfriend for about a year, but told him to bring a friend along to the party.
Oh, God.
What?
Told him to bring a friend, and his friend arrived erect. Oh, God! It's always that, isn't it? Don't stop sending them, though, because we absolutely love it.
Yeah, we love it. So they got there early, and I was introducing the friend to people so he felt comfortable. I introduced him to my dad, which is where everything came to light. The first thing my dad said to the friend was, "Look at this. Kerry used to think this was a butterfly when she was younger." He proceeded to lift up his top to reveal a tattoo around his belly button. My boyfriend and his friend burst out laughing as he revealed the tattoo, which was a woman's leg spread wide open and the belly button representing the obvious, in brackets, gross, I know.
Fucking hell.
Little did my dad know that until that very moment, I still thought it was a butterfly. Mortified.
Oh, God.
I don't think I'd get on with her dad. No disrespect. I don't think I'd have much time for her dad.
I just love that. Oh, it's my boyfriend. It's my boyfriend's friend. All right, lads, right, now's the time. Ta-da! One, look at me naked belly. Two, look at this lass. Three, isn't me daughter an idiot? And that concludes my welcome to the house party. See you all later. I'm here all night. Fucking hell.
If you ever got a tattoo of a woman's legs,
that's
wide open,
absolutely
over your belly
vile.
Button.
What did you do on holiday?
I don't know. Probably loved it. Probably went and showed everyone.
Oh. He makes his aunt beer in the garage, him, doesn't he?
He flicks tabs at his wife.
when he's walking down the street and people are washing their car, he goes, "You're gonna do mine next."
Yeah,
that's him.
I just can imagine his wife will be sat at a party going, "What's he like?
Yeah,
what's he like?"
I'll tell you what he's like. When someone drops some plates in a restaurant, he's on his feet.
Oh, he's clapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hiya, Rosie and BJJ guy.
Thank you.
Don't do that again.
No, do that.
I've recently been sworn to secrecy by a friend about a story from her place of work, so naturally I'm writing it in to share with you guys.
I love yous. I won't say it. Just saying, how do you spell that again? Yeah, no, I'll not tell anyone. Yeah.
Never, I won't leave my lips. I think it goes without saying, but please keep me anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A friend of mine works in the dairy farm inspection industry.
Okay.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Alarm bells are ringing.
Yeah. And shared some office gossip with me that I think I still haven't fully digested.
Dairy
You
farm.
Like milk, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey.
You like milk.
We were chatting.
I'm Rosie, it's my husband, he likes milk. Weird, weird. Mil-
they must have knew you like milk, that's why you got your car milked. Still can't get over that. Honestly, yeah. Ick.
That was the victim.
Ick. Exactly. I'm going to ring up that lad with that tattoo.
Just need a man in my life because I've recently discovered that my husband got his car milked when he was 18.
Hey, sorry, ma'am, I shouldn't joke about toxic masculinity, should I?
We're joking. We're clearly
joking. I know. Well, but people, some people can't take a joke, Chris.
Well, shouldn't be listening to this.
Hey, listen.
They shouldn't be listening to this.
I know. We were chatting about her recent work trip for a conference when she told me that her boss had had to make an early exit from the conference due to a work-related emergency.
Right. So, alarm bells are ringing here. Okay.
To cut a long story To cut a long story short, a member of staff at one of the dairy farms they inspected had been found to be creating adult content at work. Dirty Perth!
For fuck's sake. Now, better have been on their own. They better not have been fiddling any cows or I'm going to hit the fucking roof here, like.
As if I would read about fiddling cows.
Okay.
There's no bestiality on this show.
Okay.
It's fucking disgusting. Now, if you're not familiar with how the modern cow is milked...
It's a machine.
I'll give you a quick idea. Yeah, cows on large dairy farms are milked by automatic milking machines.
Someone's put their dick in it.
Which are essentially suction tubes which attach to the cow's udders and suck the milk out. I think you may be able to guess where this is going.
Yeah.
A member of staff at one particular dairy farm had been found out to have an OnlyFans page which exclusively featured videos of him in the workplace using said suction tubes to pleasure himself.
That is vile.
As if this wasn't unsanitary enough, the video showed him also finishing into the tubes.
Please no.
Which transport the milk, and in this case, the dirty bastard spunk into a large container, which ultimately, after several procedures, end up in a poor, unknowing person's fridge.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm actually flabbergasted.
It's safe to say I haven't enjoyed a bowl of cereal in the same way since hearing this story, for fear of what my milk may be seasoned with.
I feel ill.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, God.
Isn't that bad? Nothing's safe anymore, you know?
Oh,
I mean, you got found out pretty quick, so, you know, we're safe. Oh. You'll have been fired, I'm guessing, but why? Why do men just want to stick their dicks in everything?
It's a good question.
Why?
It's a good question.
He's. Do you think he's got that job deliberately thinking I'm going to make a fan page, or do you think he's just sat there watching going,
I feel like it was a long time coming. I feel like he's thought, had on.
Are they not, like, as a man with a penis, though, right?
That is me. So that the two things you've nailed about me in this section. I like milk and I'm a man with a penis.
Are you not scared to put it in things?
Absolutely, that's why I don't put it in stuff.
Right, so why is he not thought, is this going to hurt?
Because not everyone is as cautious as me.
Right.
Some, I mean, come on. Every fucking hospital story we get on here is someone putting stuff up their ass, and also they'll just put their knobs in stuff. Yeah. Like, but I would be terrified. One, why has he decided to just hoy his knob in it?
Mm.
Two, at what point, how many times did he hoy his knob in it before he then thought, I need to film this?
Yeah.
And, I mean, God, sometimes you're worrying if your milk's bloody. Is that actually semi-skim? Because it feels a bit thicker. Oh, my God.
I know. Do you remember years ago when we were younger and people were talking about, like, spunking fast food restaurants and that?
I was spunking something.
It's been around for a while, right?
And this is one of Ramsay's facts of the world. Yeah. Listen up, kids, okay. Right? As long as there is spunk being made by perverts, there'll always be spunk in something.
Yeah, there will.
Thanks for coming to me TED Talk.
What are you calling your TED Talk?
Spunk is everywhere.
No, I'd always blame the tiddlers. It's always a tiddler.
It's always a tiddler.
Always a man with a tiddler.
It's a man with a tiddler. Straight away, you know, it's a udder. It's a milk udder. Milking device. I knew no one was putting their tits in it. Straight away, I knew.
Who's going to put their... No woman is going to put a tits in
anything. Straight away, I knew it was... Immediately, everyone listening, tell the truth. You all went, dick, bloke.
Yeah,
dick,
of course it is.
Some of you will have caught it quicker than me. Unbelievable.
Just, honestly, chop it off.
Fucking gutted if there was spunk in my cup of tea. I don't think I'd come back from that.
No, I know. No, I think I got caught pretty quick.
I'd know as well. I mean, I'm sure it gets cleaned and everything and treated. I'm sure they got it out, to be fair, but still, it's disgusting.
I mean, you're drinking milk from a cow, so...
Well, yeah, but I'm not drinking. It's fucking spunk, am I?
Well, Jesus. Maybe a bit of spunk in there. Who knows?
Nope.
No, it's a woman,
cows.
Isn't it? Yeah, fair enough.
Idiot.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Have you ever felt like a slag when you were single? You had a bit of a ramp in time, I think, before we got together, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe. I felt like a slag.
This will make you feel a bit better.
I've never just said I've never felt like a slag, but fair enough.
I feel like you have. I have. Let's be honest here.
Okay.
I definitely had a little slag phase.
Okay, then.
Wasn't nice. Okay. Didn't really enjoy it, but I did it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I agree.
Yeah. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've been a long-time listener.
Sorry, I agree that you were a slag. Yeah, I meant, I know what you mean.
Yeah. I've been a long-time listener, but have not emailed, and feel I could use some advice from yourselves and the other listeners on whether I should act on a match on Tinder. But first, I must give you some backstory. Please keep me anonymous.
Okay. Oh, we will. I feel a bit of pressure here, but okay.
So this is whether this guy should match with someone on Tinder, but we'll find out. You should remember that, okay? 20 years ago, at only 30 years old, I recently divorced due to my ex-wife's infidelity. Being in a horrible place emotionally and mentally, I went off the rails a little and lost myself in partying and putting it out a bit. In short...
All been there, mate.
Yeah. For a couple of years, I was a bit of a man whore. Yeah, we've all been there. That's absolutely fine. There were many drunken one-night stands, some I couldn't remember, and some, ashamedly, I couldn't name. One particularly drunk night, I pulled an insanely hot 23-year-old. So drunk I could hardly stand, she, according to my friends, dragged me to a taxi and bundled me in, informing them that she was taking me back to hers.
Wow.
Well. Having recovered a little on the taxi ride, we get out of the taxi and I have a vague notion that I recognise the street. And upon entering the house, a feeling that the hallway looks familiar.
No.
Although I don't have time to really take in my surroundings as she hushes me, telling me to take my shoes off and leave them in the hall and to keep the noise down so we don't wake anybody, ushering me upstairs to her room.
Good grief.
We get to her room and get down to business.
Right. Awful.
We are at it for hours.
Oh, God.
Horrendous. How pissed? Is he that pissed?
I mean, you can't. Sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't when you're pissed. God.
Which is where I find a good cow milking device comes in
really rather. Comes in handy. Yeah. Just stop. Just stop.
Stop or pretend.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
I've always been loud. This is him. More so when drunk. But this girl is even louder. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Every position you could think of. Toys, paddles, restraints, you name it. We did it all.
Oh, God. I'm knackered just thinking about this.
She liked it rough and loud. And as per her instructions, very dirty regarding talk.
But I thought they weren't supposed to wake anyone up.
Well.
What's her room? A fucking recording studio?
She doesn't seem to care. She seemed determined to let the entire street know I was delivering. Jesus. It says, tell me I'm a dirty slut. Smack my arse. Spit on me, which I feel is a little intense for a first encounter, but
absolutely, yeah,
each to their own.
Fair enough.
Just a few of the tamer phrases. Well,
fucking hell.
Well, hey, wouldn't want to know the more extreme ones.
Jesus.
After about 2 or 3 hours, we eventually hear some banging on the wall from the adjoining bedroom, and a female voice.
2 or 3 hours.
It's just awful.
Are you having a laugh?
When you're having your tin of sweet corn and ham and sour and salad cream and going to bed. Eh? Like, fuck's sake.
Poor fuck, I was paralytic in the taxi on the way home.
I know, he's pissed as a fart.
Jesus.
A female voice shouting, for fuck's sake, girl's name here, wrap it in. It's fucking 4 in the morning. Shit, .. We've woke mum.
Of course you have.
Awful. She whispered so we quietened down and finished up shortly after.
Awful.
Upon waking at around 10 a.m, her assuming everyone had gone out for the day, she put some music on and we resumed where we left off the night before, just as loud and just as dirty.
Heavens to Betsy.
At midday, I got dressed. We kissed and said our goodbyes. Have either of you brushed your teeth? That's what I need to know. Because I like to know details. And have you ate? Because everyone's going to stink. I just can't.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm all right for morning sex with a stranger who I don't know.
Hungover morning. Yeah, no.
Absolutely not. Upon leaving her bedroom, I passed the open door of the adjoining bedroom and to my horror stood there hoovering in slippers, a housecoat and curlers, the 48-year-old MILF I'd taken to mine the weekend before. Yeah.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
Did you not?
No.
Okay. We made eye contact. And there was a brief moment before the realisation of the situation registered on her face. Here was the guy she booked on a one-night stand the week before, coming out of her daughter's room after having had loud, dirty sex all night and mourning with said daughter.
That is horrible.
The look of anger on her face said it all. I bolted for the stairs, running straight into the girl's 28-year-old sister, who was coming out of the shower wrapped in a towel. Another brief moment of realisation and then a look of horror/anger from the older sister as she realised that the guy she took home and had a one-night stand with only a fortnight ago was the one keeping her sister up and entertained all night.
What the fuck? How is this the smallest village in the world? The only fucking nightclub in the hemisphere. What the Christ is going on?
That's why the house seemed familiar.
I was wondering why it seemed familiar. If he took the woman back. Oh my God.
I ran so fast that I nearly fell down the stairs. Grabbing my shoes, I didn't even put them on before bolting through the front door. All three of them furiously shouting at each other and at me from the front door as I'm legging it down the street.
Horrendous.
I've seen each on nights out since, and we usually avoid eye contact with each other. Do you think it's true? Because I think it probably is.
I think that's probably happened. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Holy shit!
Jesus Christ!
Imagine.
So embarrassing. I move house. I would move. I would not be going out again. What are you doing?
Well, do you wanna now for the dating dilemma?
Right, who's he matched with? The fucking dad.
Close. A few weeks ago, I matched with someone on Tinder. We've been messaging back and forth for weeks and are really hitting it off. Mm. It's got to
What's his crack on Tinder? Please send me a photo of all of your female relatives in your fucking hallway.
You're literally not far off. It's got to the ask her out on a date stage. So in preparation, I did a little internet digging and found her profile on Facebook. It turns out she is the younger sister of the mom and aunt to the girls from the above story.
What is happening?
Should I ask her out on a date now that I know this, or should I unmatch with her?
Unmatch, and Jesus, you've got to type. Christ. Fucking hell. What, you smell
I like
the blood?
Lasses to all look the same.
I like yous all from one family tree.
Within 20 years of each other.
God. Oh my God.
In his defense, right. I mean, yeah, I do think you should unmatch. I don't think Christmas is going to be fun.
That's going to go nowhere.
No, but in his defence, I think he's just being a bit of a whore and not realised. Mm. And now he's not. He's a former man whore and he's trying to mend his ways and he's matched with someone who he really likes on Tinder. But there is more fish in the sea. There's a lot more people.
Just that.
How small is their town?
What's going on? How big is our family?
It's a bit like South Shields, though,
I suppose there is a bit of that in South Shields, but fucking crazy.
Do you know what terrifies me?
Yeah.
You know when our kids get older and they meet people? We might know their mums and dads.
Yeah.
We might have booked their mums and dads. Yeah. That might happen. Isn't that horrible?
Horrible.
Imagine. Horrible. Imagine, right, if our lads end up marrying one of our ex's kids.
That's a horrible thought.
It could happen.
Shagmarinord@gmail.com if that's happened to you.
I bet it has.
Wow.
Shit.
That guy, tell you what, that family love his dick. That is crazy.
God, they are hungry for
good
this lad's
grief.
Dick.
Good grief.
Must be Arid.
Who, this fella?
I don't know.
Honestly. If I was the...
They sound quite attractive, the women. I don't know why. Just
All I would do is I would warn the grandmother, get her locked up because he's out on the prowl. Yeah. Oh, awful.
Cousins.
Dude, don't match. Just tell her. Tell her. Tell her and watch what happens.
That was from a while ago, actually, that email. So
he's probably fine.
We'll see. God. Actually, let her know. Maybe married
the rest of them now.
Oh, God.
You got any cousins? Half cousins will do.
Yeah.
You got any friends that you call cousin, but they're actually just friends of the family? Yeah. Call them mom, auntie, and that. They'll do for me. Trying to get this whole family tree sorted like a panini sticker album.
Get his whole...
Got, need. That's him in the family photo album. Got, need.
Deceased.
Deceased. Where's my shovel? No, I'm sorry, that's hot.
Stop. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, it's him, not me. He's the pervert.
He's not. He didn't know. I've got his back. Bless him, he didn't know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, hope you're both well. I have a question about an ex of mine.
Okay.
Just a bit of background about the relationship. I've been known to talk in my sleep, so picture this. I was asleep and woke up and realised something was happening. I lay there for a while and worked out what was happening. I said, suddenly in my sleep, to stop the boat, I'm feeling sick.
Right.
Yes, he was having a wank. This soon stopped as I kept saying it when I realised what was happening. I don't think that has much to do with the rest of the story, but it
was just... That makes zero sense.
It was just there at the beginning.
So she's talking about someone else. Right.
We were living together and I work nights. And he started to go out with his workmates on a Friday.
Sorry, 2 seconds. She said stop what I'm feeling sick because he was having a wank.
Yes.
That does make sense. Okay. Now. Sorry.
Okay. We were living together and I work nights. And he started to go out with his workmates on a Friday. Mm. I found out that the workmate was in fact called Sheila. He obviously moved out as I wasn't happy about his Friday night, Shaggy Sheila.
Shaggy Sheila.
Shaggy Sheila. Being the nice person that I am, he used to come round for a haircut.
Sorry.
It's a very strange email, but it made us laugh because you're going to love what she calls him, right?
She started shagging. So she talks in her sleep.
Yes.
He was once having a wank next to her in bed.
And she said, stop rocking the boat.
I feel sick because he was wanking.
Yeah.
Then he started going out with his work friends on a Friday night.
But it was actually Sheila.
But it turns out that he was actually just cheating on her with a woman from work called Sheila.
Shaggy Sheila.
So she broke up with him,
yeah.
But she still cuts his hair.
Yes, but you need to hear...
just for a second, yeah? I would not trust someone who I'd cheated on to cut my fucking hair. How arrogant is this man?
But you need to hear his nickname. I just
come on, then.
So, being the nice person I am, I used to come out and cut his hair.
Mental.
A while before, a friend of mine gave me their pet clippers as they couldn't get on with them.
She couldn't use them. This is written basically in her accent. Yes. So she couldn't. Someone said, "Here's the clippers I'm supposed to use on my dog. I can't work on them. Yeah, I can't work them."
As I knew he had a delicate stomach, I obviously cut his hair with these pet clippers, giving myself a little satisfaction if he knew I was using the pet clippers, he'd physically throw up.
Fair enough.
He was known to my friends as Sadness, as whenever they and I saw him, he always looked sad. So his nickname is Sadness.
Like off air. Inside out.
He's just blue, right? Sadness. Constantly. He's always blue. Can you see him though?
Yeah, I can see him, right?
Sometime later, I went to see a band in the local town. It says in brackets here, right? Chris, you went there when you had a gig and were just starting to eat your Indian and realised you were in the wrong town. Is that you?
Yeah, it wasn't an Indian, it was an Italian. That was High Wycombe.
Right.
I went to High Wycombe by accident. It was when I was on the tour with Al Murray.
Uh-huh.
I went to High Wycombe and I thought, I've got loads of time here. And I sat down.
Yes.
Yeah, I booked a haircut and I phoned the tour manager and I went, I'm here really early. And I was like, what's the venue? And I was like, oh, it's the Tivoli. And I said to the people at the restaurant, I just ordered garlic bread. And I said to the people at the restaurant, I said, where's the Tivoli Theatre from here? And I went, do you mean the Swan? I went, no, the Tivoli. And there's no Tivoli. I went on that, I had a look on the thing again. And it was Wimborne Tivoli Theatre on the South Coast and I was in High Wycombe. And I had to drive there like a maniac. And I got there. No haircut, no garlic bread. And Al Murray has never let us live it down.
Brilliant. Idiot. Anyway, so that's it. That's where they are.
Right.
Okay. A friend of mine noticed that this ex and Shaggy Sheila were in the pub garden and Sadness was looking very sad.
Sadness. Such a fucking absolutely brutal nickname.
Isn't it?
That, like.
She told one of the blokes that we were with, I didn't know either of them in brackets, to kiss me, which we did. And we've been married for over 25 years, so that's nice.
Good God.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea if Sadness ever found out about the pet clippers, but it was a little satisfaction of him having his Shaggy Sheila.
Right, so this was 25 years ago, Shaggy Sheila. That makes sense, because I thought you'd changed the name of Sheila, but you hadn't. It was just 25 years ago when young girls were called Sheila.
Yes.
Fucking
all right,
hell.
Did you think it was quite modern?
That was a mountain to get over that email. That was hard work.
It's enjoyable.
That
is there like anything, there's a question.
Huh?
Is there anything that you have done that gives you silent satisfaction? Like her cutting his hair with pet clippers?
No, I get it.
I don't think I'm that...
Mine would be smaller than that.
I don't mean to say, I don't think you calculate it. I don't mean it in that way. I just don't think I'm that inventive.
Not just that, I don't think I have close contact enough with someone who I don't like in order to do that.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I do it regularly with the kids, but if it's something like...
Oh, I'm sneaky as out with the kids.
Yeah, you know, if you're like, oh, you want that one, okay. You know, I want that one, okay, there's that one. And I've just swapped them around.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, fuck yeah.
Sucker.
But yeah, no, nothing. I mean, again, why you are still cutting his hair? You should have said, yeah, I'll cut your hair once. And you should have bicked his entire fucking head and kicked him out the door.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sadness
is so brutal. Funny. So brutal. And this was before Inside Out.
Yeah.
This was years ago. Yeah. So they just were calling him Sadness.
Mm-hmm.
What an inventive nickname for 25 years ago. Well played.
Well done.
Ahead of your time. Head of the curve. Congratulations.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit. Got a shit
story.
Did I
do it good?
Yeah, well, yeah, you did it right. Well done.
Did an all right one there.
Yeah. Morning, Rosie and Chris. It's actually the afternoon here, but that's fine. Long time listener, first time. I was listening to an episode and Chris was talking about going to South Shields Beach and thinking one of your children were behind him, so he passed wind, then realised it wasn't your children behind him. Do you remember that? Disgusting.
Pardon, Charles Vies, not my fault.
This reminded me of an incident that happened to me. A couple of years ago, I used to air biscuit the kids.
Sorry?
In brackets. This is where you trump into your hand and then throw it in the direction of someone.
Wow.
There was probably many other names for this.
Yeah. Was it just last night? Robin was at one end of the living room and I was at one end of the kitchen. And we've got like an open plan thing going on.
Yeah.
And he was eating his tea and I broke wind. And I was yes. I was quite far away from him. It's open plan.
Yeah, but...
And I farted, and he looked at us, he just went, I'm eating me dinner, that's disgusting. Started screaming and shouting.
It is, I mean, this is the same kid that literally, he's going to shit himself. He squeezes his fart out.
He keeps coming up and squeezes his fart out in my face.
Badly.
So the other day I pinned him down and farted on his head and he went absolutely ballistic.
Oh, right, stop it then, because you're just encouraging
it. He's done about six in a row to me, so I had one, so I thought, let's play, and he went off it.
Oh, Chris, don't.
Okay. I've learned not to now.
Well, let's go back to the air biscuit, right? So
I do that. That's a bit better.
Yeah. I did this to my son, aged about 10 at the time. Me and my older brother found this hilarious. My 10-year-old son, not so. I could see it on his face, him plotting his revenge. Later on, I was sat down and I'd forgotten about the morning's air biscuits. When my 10-year-old walked up to me, put his hand down his bum and pushed out a fart, then threw it in the direction of my face.
Bareback air biscuit.
Yeah. My face then felt a little wet, and I then seen the look of horror on his face. He had pushed a little too hard and sharted into his hand and threw it at me.
Threw it in his mum's face.
He did apologise immediately, and I could tell he didn't mean to do that. I ran to the bedroom and had a shower and cleaned myself up. Needless to say, I haven't given the kids an air biscuit since.
Yeah, no, that's a slippery slope.
Poor little bugger.
That's
you can
horrible.
See his little face, can't you?
Yeah, that's not an air biscuit. That's an air sticky toffee pudding.
Short larder.
That's horrible. Oh, bless him. Yeah, he must have been gutted. Imagine the fear. Can you imagine how scared you would be at 10 if you accidentally just threw some shit in your mum's face? Can you imagine how frightened you would be the moment you saw that shit hit her face and you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
Christmas is cancelled. Birthday is cancelled.
Devastated.
It would have literally been... I'm sorry.
You need to be careful though, because Robin will do that to you.
Yeah, he would 100% do that to me. 100%.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. And don't forget, there are handfuls of tickets for each arena left. Starts November the 15th, ends December the 15th. We're all over the country. Have a look on shaggedmarriedannoyed.com and come and see we're live. It's going to be all right, laugh.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.